Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Staff from Ches, and the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting Daf Nud Zayin Amud Beis, one line before the bottom. Says the Gemara, Tanim, bring your Braiso. The Braiso brings a list of different types of leaves, vegetables, and it says, Kulam Sheniknesu Mishishis L'Shvi's. If they grew in the sixth year and continue growing in the seventh year, Shishis is considered to be the sixth year. As Reb Chaim explains, we're going here Basar Chanoto, which means when they start blossoming. So therefore, because they start in the sixth year, they have a din in the sixth year. Chutz min ha'aril, except this vegetable called aril, Rishu ki erik, as a din of a vegetable, and you go based on lakita when you take it out from the tree. Continues the Gemara in Daf from Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to use in this daf, the Pirush of Reb Chaim. There's other Pirushas, many Pirushim to understand this daf, but we're going to stick to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says, the Gemara goes on and says, he said, that the same thing we said, that there are things you go based in the sixth year, some things you go based in the seventh year, it also applies in our Mishnah, that we spoke about lulav ikfarim, the branches of the vines. And in that case, it also has a din, the what? Leiskan mishishis l'shvis, shishis el'shvis. From the sixth to the seventh year, you don't go based on the sixth year, you go based on the seventh year. Why is that so? Because these branches can either be for eating or can they remain as branches. So it depends on the decision of the Adam if he decides to make it for food. So therefore, only in the seventh year when he decides to take it and use it for food, it becomes food. So it becomes food only in the seventh year and has a din of perish shvis. Similar to Atani, but we have a brisa. The brisa says, Haseyo, Ve'ezov, Ve'akoronis, the different types of greenery. They took it from the field and brought to the chotzer to grow in the chotzer. And the difference when they're in the field, they're not meant to be eaten. But if you grow them in the chotzer, they are meant to be eaten. You don't say the gears of oval. If it was grew in the second year in the field, and he brought it into it and finished growing in the field, in the chotzer in the third year. So the din is shlishis as a din of a third year. And the ma'isa is the ma'isa of the third year, which is the ma'isa oni, not the ma'isa sheni, which belongs to the second year. If it's mishishis l'shvis, if it's growing from the sixth year to the seventh year, shishis has a din of the sixth year. So first of all, before the Gemara brings the question to our sugyo, the Gemara asks the contradiction in the ma'isa. Hachad moni l'chorvayo, v'kod mani l'komayo. Are you counting based on the end year or based on the beginning year? When you speak about the second to third year, you're saying he has a din of a third year, meaning you're going based on the end. When you speak about going from six to seven, you go based on the beginning. You say it's a sixth year. Answers the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi, Shlishis v'shishis, avi she'en be'en ma'isa she'ni, yesh be'en ma'isras. When I go based on the third year, and obviously the sixth year, there is a ma'isa that year. So we have a debate. Do you go based on the second year or based on the third year? The difference between the two is which meiser will it be? But there will definitely be a meiser, either meiser sheni or meiser ani. So when it said, you know what, you'll do meiser ani, you'll go based on the third year. According to Reb Chaim, now we have the girsa that the Gemara is going to bring in on with base. And what we're saying over here is, mutov litel lo echad bevadai velo shnayim besofek. We don't know which one is it. Is it the second year or the third year? So maybe give both. Misofek, you should give meiser sheni and meiser ani. People are not going to listen to Rabbanon if they're required to do two maestros. So therefore they did only one, and decided the Rabbanon decided it should be the third year, because the third year goes to the poor. So therefore, if I'm not sure if to go based on the second year or the third year, we chose one of them, we chose the third year. But Shviz ain't been maestros kol ikar. By Shviz, there's no maestros. So therefore, when I don't know the suffix, if it belongs to the sixth year, the seventh year, we're going to decide to do the sixth year, and then for sure there will be maestro. So now the Gemara concludes the question, that we said in the beginning of the Amud, lo ken amar Ravo b'shabi Yochanan, didn't Ravo say the name of Rabbi Yochanan, leiska mishishis l'shviyish shishis. When it goes from the 6th to the 7th, you don't go based on the 6th year. El l'shviyish, you go to the 7th year. And as Reb Chaim explains, these meaning, these types that we spoke about in this brisa, seyo, ez of koronis, are very equivalent to lulav ikfanim. And because by lulav ikfanim, Rabbi Yochanan says that because they could be meant for food, and they could be meant for hasaka, for wood, then you go based on when he made the decision, which is in the end. So here, because they can be both, either food or meant for wood, So the decision is the what makes determines them to be food. So you have to go based on the end. So why are you saying you go based on the sixth year and you give a ma'aser? You don't say goes based on the seventh year, as we have all said in the Rabbi Yochanan. What's the chiluk between Avraham and Rabbi Yochanan and this brayso? So he answers the Gemara and with base according to Rabbi Chaim's understanding, tamon b'shus ha'bailim. There, most of the vegetable grew in the reshus of the bailim, meaning grew in the sixth year, because it grew already in the field. It just came to end it in the chotzer. But here, only a small portion grew in the sixth year. Most of the gidul, most of the growth happened in the seventh year. So that's why you go based on the seventh year. And according to Abchai, we now go to the next sentence and we skip on to the following sentence. According to the girsa that we have, so what the Gemara is answering is a little different. The Gemara says like this, Lulavik funim, if you say it goes based on the sixth year, you will not give ma'aser oni, even if you think about it for food. Because it's not really meant for food. Fruits that are not or the main designation is not food, or at least a vast majority of the usage is for food, is not chayav in ma'aser. So therefore, we prefer to do it for shvis. But when we're talking about the other items that we mentioned in the brayso, so there, I prefer to do sixth year, not seventh year. Because there, if they're sixth year, because there, they're more designated to be food, so therefore they are chayav in ma'aser oni. And here the Gemara adds the sentence that mutav leis leechad bevadai flo shtayim besofik, meaning it's an expression. It's better to do ma'aser oni, which for sure goes to the oni. That 10% belongs to the oni for sure. Mashiach and shmito, even though you make everything hefker, not necessarily the oni will take it. A rich man can take it as well. The owner can take it back. So it's better to give the ani something he for sure he has than giving him a hefker of shmita, which he won't for sure have. That's why in the case of the brayso, the list that we said over there, that if he will be a sixth year, you have ma'aser oni, we prefer to make it a sixth year than a seventh year. In the case of the lekfani of our mishnah, that if it will be the sixth year, not kayev in ma'aser oni, Chazal made it a seventh year, then at least the oni has a chance of taking it then. That's one way to understand this girsa, and really every one of the mefarshim here on this daf has a different pshat in this gemara. Continues the Gemara and says, "Olin shekoshim im lulavim." You take the leaves which have beer, because the leaves are gone at a certain time in the year, and you pickle them together with the lulavim. Lulavim are the branches that stay the entire year; they do not have beer. So he's tani bin elu bin enu yeshlan beer. There's a tani that says that they both have to be mizbar, they have to get rid of them in the time of the beer. There's a tani that says that they both do not have to be mizbar. And then there's a third brisa that says, only mishlein beer, lulavim ein lein beer. Meaning for that mixture, you take out the olim, take the leaves and get rid of them, and the lulavim you don't, even though they're mixed together and they have the taste, you still don't have to get rid of the lulavim. So says the Gemara, we're using here the Girsa of Chaim. Man doma yesh lein biur Rabbi Elazar. Man doma ein lein biur Rabbi Yeshua. Man doma olim yesh lein biur lovin lein biur Rabbi Gamliel. So this is referring to the Mishnah, the Kamon and Perek Tes Halacha Dalet. There it says when a person goes and pickles together in one barrel different items, that each one of them has a different time of biur. So Rabbi Elazar says when you reach the biur of the first one, then you have to mivar all of them. Why? Because they're all mixed together. They're all tasting from each other. Nois and tam to each other. And then we have to get rid of all of them in the date of the first one. Rabbi Yeshua there says the opposite. They all go based on the last one. Because they're mixed together, they're not considered to be anymore this type or this type or this type. It's considered to be a mixture of all three. And you go lekulo, you use the most lenient time that you have from the mixture. And Rav Gamliel says, no, each one still stays in his own. Even though they're mixed together, I don't treat them as mixed together. I treat them each one in his own. So the Gemara says over here, the same machlokes you have over there regarding pickling three different items, they have different times of expiration, the same machlokes applies over here as well when you put together something that does have beer and something that does not have beer. The Mandomer there that goes l'chumro. So here you will say that both the lulavim and the olim will have to be mizbar, and that's the shita of Rav Blazer. Rabbi Yeshua that goes to Kula, you'll say the both do not have to be Mizbar. Because you look at the mixture and you go to the most lenient date that you have. And when Gamliel says each one is treated on his own, and that will apply over here as well. And with this we conclude Yusha Mishvis Daf Nun Ches.